It's very exciting for us to be bringing back into print the collected poems of Ruth Pitter, first published by N.F. Arman 30 years ago now. Ruth Pitter was born in the East End of London in 1897, and she lived to the grand age of 94. She was the first woman to be awarded the Queen's Gold Medal for poetry, and in her heyday was tremendously popular, appearing regularly on radio and television, and counting among her friends luminaries such as George Orwell and C.S. Lewis. She was a traditionalist, but also a subtle experimenter, whose verse was so beautifully formed, so musical, that it merits comparison with the poets of the first Elizabethan age and with the metaphysical poets of the 17th century. Here's a good example. The bird in the tree. That tree and its haunting bird are the loves of my heart. But where is the word, or where is the art to say or even to see for a moment of time what the tree and the bird must be in the true sublime? They shine, they sing to the soul, and the soul replies, but the inner love is not whole, and the moment dies. Oh, give me before I die the grace to see with eternal ultimate eye the bird and the tree, the song in the living green, the tree and the bird. Oh, have they ever been seen, ever been heard?